6. Chatford.
Rachel left computer astrology on March the 19th. She soon found another job as a reporter for the Daily Echo, a newspaper in London. She was a reporter before she worked for Mervyn. But she never forgot about Mark's computer printouts, and she never forgot about Chatford. One day, she was talking to her boss at the newspaper, and she told him about the lifelines. He laughed. "Do you believe it, Rachel?" he said.
"I don't know, but it's interesting."
"Yes, it's a good story. Look, why don't you go to Chatford? Perhaps you can write a story for the newspaper."
"Mervyn won't like it," she said.
"Are you worried about Mervyn Astra?" "No, you go and write the story. Look round Chatford, talk to people. Read their hands."
"I told you I can't read hands," she said.
"You know enough about palmistry. There's a good story here. Write it." Rachel smiled.
"Okay, I will. I'll go there next week."
Rachel arrived in Chatford by train on Wednesday the 20th of September. She got a taxi to the Royal Hotel. She walked into the hotel and stopped. A short, fat man with glasses and very long hair was standing there. He was shouting at the girl behind the desk.
"Do you know who I am?" he shouted. "My brother owns the Chatford Evening Star. I want a room with a bath, and I want it now."
"And you didn't write or telephone," said the girl.
"What's your name? Come on, what is it? You're going to lose your job. My brother's a very important man in this town."
His face was very red. Rachel walked over to the desk. "Hello, Mervyn," she said. Mervyn looked round.
"What are you doing here?" he said. "You won't get a room. The hotel's full."
Rachel smiled at the girl behind the desk.
"Rachel Grant," she said, "from the Daily Echo. I phoned yesterday."
"Ah, yes," said the girl. "Ms. Grant, a room with bath. You're in room 437. I've got your key. Wait here. Someone will take your case to the room."
"Thank you," said Rachel.
Mervyn looked very angry.
"Well, I'm not staying here. I'm going to another hotel. A better one."
"Good," said Rachel. "Good night."
Mervyn walked out of the hotel. The girl behind the desk was smiling.
"Enjoy your stay, Ms. Grant," she said.
"Thank you," said Rachel.
"I will."